ZZ Top's new guitar designer has been killed in the line of duty. Eric Younker was electrocuted recently at a San Francisco club while testing a guitar that he had designed for the group. The ZZ Top spokesperson told MTV that it was only one of several instruments that Younker had been working on for Dusty Hill and Billy Gibbons. In lighter news, next month, ELO will release Balance of Power, their first new album in 4 years. In that time, Jeff Lynne has done production work for people like Dave Edmunds, and he's released some tracks under his own name. He told MTV why he felt it was time to bring back ELO.
The reason I sort of left it so long because I didn't really have anything to say for a while. I've been involved with a lot of other projects, and it suddenly came to me that I should do another ELO record, and I had a lot of material. So I went in the studio, in various studios, and did it because I felt excited about the project. And I'm very happy with the outcome.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day ELO, day 11, about their 11th studio album, Balance of Power, came out in 1986. So this would be the last ELO album until they would reform in 2001. It was supposed to come out in the spring of 85, but then Jeff Lynne and Mac decided to put on some more synthesizer tracks, layer some more stuff on the album, do some more tinkering. And I think it paid off. So let's get into this record, Balance of Power. Opens with a song called Heaven Only Knows. Great pop song. Now, one thing I would say about this is there's noticeably less kind of that in-your-face production that we got on the last album. I really like the sound of the good parts of the last album. This production is still very 80s, but this is a great pop song. All right, second song, So Serious. Now, both of these first two songs are actually less than 3 minutes long, and this song is really great. The Jeff Lynne production is so identifiable at this point. Excellent melodies. I love the steady beat. I love the guitar licks that are thrown in. This is a killer song. Can it really be so serious? Third song, Getting to the Point, a really nice ballad, very melodic. This song has hooks, which sets it apart from a lot of the earlier ELO ballads that I might have complained about. This is a really good song, very well written.
Getting getting to the point. It's out of control. Nothing I can do. Like a fire that keeps on burning, and nobody knows what I'm going through, and the thoughts just keep returning.
Fourth song on the album, Secret Lives. Extremely 80s at the beginning, but then it kicks in with a good chorus. This song maintains the quality of the album so far, which is surprisingly great considering its ELO in 1986.
I don't know.
Last song on side one, Is It All Right? Just when I was thinking I didn't like this song as much as the previous four, the chorus kicked in. Great chorus. I don't love the verse, but as a part of the record, as a piece of side one, this isn't bad at all. So side one of Balance of Power is a triumph. Maybe the best, in my opinion, album side we've gotten from ELO. Killer.
You never believed in yourself.
Pantheon Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Let's flip the record over. Side 2 opens with a song called Sorrow About to Fall. My least favorite song on the album so far. I don't think I like this one very much. The vibe of it just isn't for me.
There's a shadow.
Second song on side 2 is called Without Someone. This is an atmospheric ballad. It's okay. The melodies are decent, but I'm not crazy about this one.
I'll watch the cars move. I'll watch the lights upon the window. I'll walk along the street.
Third song on side two is the first single from the album, and I remember the video on MTV. The song is called Calling America. Classic Jeff Lynne sound. This is a great song, just infectious pop song. We get what I would describe as a Mike and the Mechanics verse, and then a very ELO bridge and chorus. Excellent mid-80s pop song. It was interesting to see these very talented, accomplished guys from the 70s who in the 80s went along with the style or the trends of the 80s, but, you know, killed it. This song is killer. Up next, the song called Endless Lies. This is another ballad where Jeff Lynne goes for the Roy Orbison thing. We've heard him do that before, especially on the chorus of this song. I don't think I really like it. All right, Balance of Power, and this whole Day by Day series ends with a song called Send It, another of those ELO throwback songs, but with weird 80s production. So it has its moments, but overall, not a great song. So side two is pretty disappointing considering how great side one was, but at the same time, side two gave us Calling America, one of the better songs on the album. End verdict for this album: side one is great, Calling America is great. You know, we've had albums, ELO albums before. I think it was Face the Music. Side one was great, side two not so good. Same thing here. Side one, amazing. Side two, I guess the filler goes on side two, which makes sense. Yeah, so that's it for Day by Day ELO. It was fun to really take a deep dive into the ELO catalog. I'm a fan of ELO, but I've never been an obsessive fan of ELO, so it was great to go through all the albums with you, song by song. A lot of really, really great music from ELO, plenty of stuff that I criticized for whatever reason. But, you know, Jeff Lynne, supremely talented guy, maybe not as talented as Roy Wood. I'm a bigger fan, personally, of Roy Wood. I'm much more well-versed in Roy Wood's solo material and Wizard. Some of those Wizard singles, absolutely brilliant. Wizard, much more glam rock. You know, Roy Wood got into that whole glam rock scene there in the UK in the 70s and had a lot of success. And also his solo albums. I love his solo album, Mustard, classic album. So I'm a bigger Roy Wood fan than I am an ELO fan. But as we've found, as we've gone through all of these albums, a lot of great songs from ELO. So this was a fun exercise, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we'll see what we get to next month when we do more Day by Day. Send it on a plane. Send it on an express. But send it back to me again. Send it on the wires. Send it on a plane. It was one of those things where it was getting bigger and bigger, you know, and it sort of almost got too big for my taste, you know. To go around to play to 20,000 people in a flying saucer wasn't really what I was trying to do. It took me a while to realise that I'm not actually having that much fun doing this, because as a producer, I much prefer it being in the studio and making nice new music and not really going out on the road in a flying saucer, playing like in these great big echoey arenas where there was no control over the sound, and I didn't really enjoy that much. And it just, I appreciate it, that part of it, you know, and all the success, but it just got a bit too big for me, and I stopped enjoying it, really, towards the end of that.
Was the time in ELO, was that constraining for you as an artist?
Well, it got to be, because, you know, I'd done so many albums over so many years with that format, you know, and sort of a style, that it was sort of a trap in a way in the end. And I was really glad to finish the last album and say, that's it.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.